eating the loaves. Soon the biggest boy came running back to the tent. "My loaf is not good," he said in an angry voice to the little baker.
"Is it not your own loaf?" asked the baker. "And did you not pick it out yourself and say that you wished to eat it alone?" Then all the others who had hurried away with the loaves to eat them alone came back.
"We came for good bread," they cried. "These loaves are not good. See the boy there with all the little children? Their bread is much better than ours. Give us loaves like theirs." But the baker only smiled and said, "You took your bread without thanks and without any thought of giving some of it to others. I cannot change your loaves. Did you forget that these were Thanksgiving loaves? I shall come again next year. Then you can buy more wisely." The little girl and the little lame boy sat eating their currant loaf happily together. So did the children and the kind and merry boy who had given them loaves. Each tiny loaf was broken into many pieces as the boys and girls shared with each other. Their bread was as fine as cake and as sweet as honey. The strange little baker brought cold water and put out the fire. Then he folded his table and took down his little brown tent and packed them into his wagon and drove away.